Yevamos chapter 4, Mishnah 11. Arba Achin, Nesus, Arba Nashin. They're four brothers, and they're married to four unrelated women. And the Gemara brings that they're six or more brothers. So there are other brothers over here, but only four of them are married to four unrelated women. And then Vamesu, all of these four brothers die childless at the, you know, like at the same time. So all four women fall for Yibum at the same time. Says the Mishnah, Imratza Gadol Shebem Leyabem Eskulan, if the eldest of the brother wants to do Yibum with all of them, Harishus Biyado, he can. He can actually do Yibum with all of them, and that would be permitted. Misha Nasu Lishtay Nashim Vemeis, if a man is married to two women and he dies childless, we Biyasa Oy Chalitzasa Shel Achas Mem Pateres Tzarasa, then the brothers only need to do Yibum or Chalitza with one of the two wives. We've said this many times, but the Mishnah now spells it out. You don't have to do Yibum Chalitza with all of the co-wives over there, just one. Pick one, and then you do Yibum Chalitza with that one, and that exempts the rest from doing anything. The rest just walk out. They go free, and they can marry you ever they want. Hayasa Achas Ksharev Achas Psula, if a man is married to two women, and one is kosher and one is psula, he says. But what it means is that he's married to two women. One of them's just like normal, and the other one's actually a divorcee from a previous marriage. And a divorcee is pasul to the kohuna, right? A divorcee is not allowed to marry a kohen. And then this man dies childless. So imhaya chaylets, if they do want to do, if the brother, surviving brother, wants to do chalitza, he doesn't want to do yibum, yeah? He wants to do chalitza, chaylets lepsula. So then he should do chalitza with a woman who's already a divorcee. Because if you do chalitza with a woman, you prohibit her also from marrying a kohen. This woman's already prohibited from marrying a kohen, so do chalitza with her. Don't like mess up the other woman from marrying a kohen in the future. But if he wants to do Yibum and marry one of them, then Miyabim Lakshara. So then he can even do Yibum with the eligible one, meaning he can choose which one he wants. He doesn't, obviously then it makes no difference. And he can then do Yibum even with the eligible one, because the other one's already prohibited from the kun. It's going to make no difference which one he marries over here.